Akosi to In Conversation With ahead of her performance on the 21st of April at Jazz Cafe Posk. Hello, Betty. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine. Thank you.
Whereabouts are you today? Are you in Brighton?
Yeah, I'm in Brighton, in my house.
Nice. So I can tell from your accent that you're not originally from the UK. So do you want to tell us a bit more about how you came over to here?
So I'm Italian and I came here almost 5 years ago because of my partner Andrea that I met in Italy in a jam session in Milan. And he said, oh, you have to come to study in England because here music is like very important for people. You can build a career as a musician while in Italy. So, at the moment, and so I say, yeah, let's go to England and let's try. So I tried to do the admission of the conservatoire, like Trinity, Royal Academy, and Guildhall, and I was taken with at Trinity with the bursary. So I started at Trinity, and then I finished my master at Goldsmiths, University of London. Yeah. And so now from London, I moved to Brighton near the sun, the sea. It is more beautiful.
So it was love that brought you here.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Love for him and love for music. So both love.
Yes, great. And I went to both Trinity and Goldsmiths. So that's a bit of a freaky link.
Yeah. They're very different. But I will not talk about my experience at Trinity because it's something that I do always when I do gigs. Mm-hmm. I talk always about my experience at Trinity and people say, oh, maybe you should not like talk so bad about this. Maybe.
Well,
very different experiences.
Yeah, I had a lovely time there. So, yeah, different.
Yeah, it depends, I think, I suppose.
Yep. So how has this year been for you artistically? What have you been up to?
So this year started very well. So in August, we did the release gig at Pizza Express. And it was a very big moment for us because it was the first very big venue where we played, and we played in front of 60 people. And I say, oh my God, 60 people. Because I started to do the first album, the Cat in Sark Suite, during the COVID period. So we couldn't do anything. We couldn't do any gigs. So it was a little sad. It was just an online release. So it was our very first gig in front of people, and it was very good. And then from there, it started to go down. It was easier because we played at Amsterdam Jazz Club, and it was sold out. Then we played at where we played. Sorry, at the Crypt, and it was sold out also there. And now we have Jazz Cafe Posk. So now I start to be and feel very happy because I feel that. I'm going somewhere and we are building our career and our path. And also a lot of people say to us, oh, the music is beautiful. It's very good. And people, so it is growing a little fan base. So I see people with my bags, with Betty Akosi music bags to the gig and I say, yeah. We have fun. So it started, yeah, it's slowly process. So I learned that I have to be more patient about this. So I don't have to pretend always that things happen very quickly. So I have to wait, but things are happening. So I'm very happy for this.
That's great. So the Pizza Express was the launch of your most recent album. Was it Growing Roots?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is for sale everywhere.
Yeah, on Bandcamp mainly.
Great. That's really good. And it's a great album.
Thank you. It's about Brighton. So it's my tribute to Brighton because we came here 2 years ago during the COVID. And from London to Brighton was I can't breathe now. So all the hills, the sea, it was so beautiful. and very inspiring. Like in London, I couldn't write very well because we lived in this ho little house with mice. It was a little during the lockdown. So yeah, here it was very inspiring places. So I'm very happy.
And how would you describe your style of music?
It's difficult to describe. Like someone told me it's like a mixture of jazz folk plus some rocky elements in it. So it's a little mixed. Like I don't know if called like a jazz fusion. It's a very it's not traditional jazz. I know this for sure. There are some like folky elements from English tradition and some rock punk moments on it. It's a little difficult to describe. Like some parts are like almost like I don't know ECM part like Garbarek or Sermon type, and then you have very rocky or Weather Report styles. Mixture.
And how did you get into playing and writing in that style?
I think just listening a lot. So I discovered that was like I preferred that kind of jazz, and I like a lot folk music. I like jazz and I like rock music. So I think I com my brain combined all these elements together, like in this style. Because I like sometimes I like folk music, but sometimes it's too relaxing for me. So I like when it's a little rocky and it's more energetic. So I just mixed these elements together.
And so how long have you been writing? How long have you been doing it?
Since I was a child, I think I remember that when I was 8 years old, I used to go to the bathroom with my guitar on it and just writing song on like toilet paper with the eyeliner. Like, yeah. So I remember since I was young. And then I lost this when I went to the conservatoire to study saxophone. I lost a bit because I was not playing the guitar anymore, so I couldn't like sing and accompany myself, for example. And then I start again when I learned piano. So I think, yeah, there was a rest in between, but like since I was young, I think.
And what is your writing process? Do you always sit at the guitar with the guitar?
No, with the piano. I don't know now to play the guitar. I forgot. So I just write down on the piano. It depends, or the piano. Sometimes maybe I play the sax when I have a melody on the sax, and then I'm harmonized on the piano, the melody, or maybe I start with a poem that I write, and then I try to put the music on the poem. So at the moment I'm trying to write my own lyrics more. So I'm reading like Shakespeare, Emily Dickinson, or I'm studying like English poetry to learn how to combine verses with music. Because for me also, because I'm Italian, it's a little different. Also the sound of the lyrics, it's different. So I have to learn from the basic stuff, I think. But I like a lot writing yeah, lyrics and then put the music on it and then put a solo of saxophone and then write all the parts.
Because you do sing a bit as well, don't you?
Yeah, I started to sing. Yeah. But like in my concert, we have like some are like just instrumental pieces, and some there is a little maybe section of lyrics, and then it's all instrumental. But I like to do different things, not just instrumental, not just with the vocals, but just to change. I think it's also for the audience, it's better to listen like different things.
And who is your favorite poet at the moment? What are you into?
Mary Oliver, I like a lot. Yeah.
And how did you discover her?
I think that I was because my next album is about the relationship between art and nature. So I was just looking at poets that like a lot nature and wrote poems about nature. And Mary Oliver wrote a lot of poems about nature and yeah, about trees, rocks. So I just started to read her. It was very, I like a lot this style.
Interesting. So, because I know some people will mainly sit at the piano and come up with chords first, and then they write the lyrics after that or the melody. So you kind of do it all. You attack it in different ways.
Yes, it depends. Sometimes I have the lyrics in mind and then I put the chords. Sometimes I have the chords and the melody and I put the lyrics. There is no, and what happens to me, I don't know why, when I write a song, then I forget how I wrote that song. And I say, well, it's difficult. It's just like you become like a little crazy for some days and you start writing. And then I say, okay, this is like my baby. I've written this song. And then you say, how did you write this song? I say, boo, I don't know. It just came. I don't know. It's a strange process. I'm not very rational when I do it.
And how long does it take you to write a track?
It depends. Sometimes it takes 1 week, sometimes a month, or 2 months. It depends on how much time I have during the week, or how much is difficult. When I write the lyrics, it's more difficult for me than just write music, for example. So I have maybe a lot of pieces with just music, and they are waiting for me to write the lyrics. I will take like ages to write the lyrics. It depends.
Have you thought about collaborating with somebody else so they could do the lyrics bit?
Yeah, I thought about it. My partner is very good at writing lyrics because he's also like he's a songwriter too. He plays the guitar and sing, but like at the moment he's very busy. So I'm trying to do by myself, but if I don't succeed, I will ask his help at some point.
Yeah. Then it would be true love.
Exactly.
I love that. So, you originally started off in Milan
Yeah.
and now you're here. And what's your plan going forward? So, you're going to stay in Brighton? Have you had any thoughts about what you might do?
Yeah, we like staying here. I like here. Yeah, it's a very nice place. And yeah, I noticed that things are going well for us. So I think we will stay. I don't know in 10 years where we will be, but for at the moment, I think this is how our home.
And you said at the start how kind of attitudes to music you felt was different between where you were in Italy and here. Tell us more about that.
So I felt that, for example, the composition process in Italy was just for some like an elite of people. So you are a composer, you are part of an elite. If you study composition in conservatory, you are at the top of people because you are doing composition. And so I felt a lot of pressure on me. Say, okay, you can just play because you can't compose. I don't think that this it's just like an elite thing to do. Maybe now it's different, but when I was a student, I felt that I had just to play. I couldn't write because writing was something for like elevated people, I don't know, something for high people. But while here, like for example, I teach music to my students that they have 7, 8 years old, and I teach them how to compose. And I say to them, let's compose a little song about the sea. For example, I don't know, and we started to write the introduction. So I think it's something for everyone, and it's a very creative process, and it's for everyone. Not to say, okay, you can't compose, or you can, you can't. Everyone can compose. So
And do
it's
you
more.
mainly compose on your own, or do you kind of work with your band on some things? How does
No, I
that?
compose with him by my own. Just me.
Yeah. It's quite a
Yeah.
solitary existence when you're composing, isn't it?
Yeah, I like a lot. I feel so happy when I compose. Yeah, also like when I play it's very beautiful, but sometimes when I compose it's very like I don't know, it's crazy. It makes me feel very happy.
That's
Yeah.
great.
Yeah.
And so you sing and play saxophone. Do you have a favorite saxophone to play? What do you prefer?
Saxophone or saxophonist?
Saxophone. You play the
Yeah,
saxophone.
soprano. Yeah, soprano is my main instrument.
Great. I thought that, but then I saw a photo of you with an alto.
Yeah,
Thought,
because
oh.
sometimes I play now, but like I play always the soprano in gigs. Because it's not very common. It's like a lot of people plays like tenor or alto sax, while soprano is more I don't know, it's more particular instrument, and I like it's more my voice, I think.
And what make a sax is it?
It's a Selmer Series 3.
Nice.
Very heavy, like my thumb is. But it's very beautiful, very like a round sound, like very Selmer sound, round and warm. Yeah.
Nice. I don't really play soprano.
Ah, what
Yeah.
do you play?
Tenor and baritone.
Ah, good.
Yeah.
No, I like soprano. Is my thing. It's also like small. I don't know, I'm a little lazy. So it like carrying something that is small, not so heavy, it's something that I like.
Yeah, I do find it somewhat cumbersome traveling with a baritone and a tenor.
Yeah, it's a little tricky.
Yes, it is. It's hard work getting through doorways. Yeah. So, what can we look forward to at your gig at POSC on the 21st of April? What music will you be playing?
We were playing music from our last album, Green Roots, then the Cutty Sark Suite, and then two new pieces that I wrote. One is an arrangement, and one is a piece about Mary Oliver. So we are playing like these two new pieces, and all is like linked with the little tales in between the pieces. So it's not just okay, hello, this is this piece is called like a tree, and then we start, but it's just there is like a drama aspect, I don't know, to the, like around from the beginning to the end, so you can follow like a story. It's not a musical because I don't do anything, but I just like explain, and like an actress, even if I'm not an actress, that what is going on, and there is a link between each pieces.
And who's playing at that gig with you? Who's in the band?
So it's Daniel Hewson on piano and trombone, then Scott McDonald on drums and Emil on bass.
And that's your usual band, isn't it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
they're my original band.
Great.
Amazing musicians and friends.
Yeah, that means it's really nice to feel well. How important is it to you on stage to have musicians but who are also friends?
It's very important. I can trust them like with my life. I don't know. They are so cute. When I do like a solo, then I always look at them to see like a sign of approbation. If they smile, I say, okay, it went well. I don't know. They are very like friendly, and they support me if I do like if I make some mistakes. They say like, don't worry. So it's like a family, a stage family, I suppose. Very nice. And the one other like little things about that gig is that is the day before our wedding, me and Andrea wedding, that is the 22nd of April. And everyone told me, you are mad and crazy to play the night before. And I said, but it's what I want. It's so nice to play the night before your wedding. So.
Yeah. Where are you getting married?
In Brighton.
Okay, so you're traveling back.
Yeah, we are traveling back. It will be fun.
And will you play at your wedding?
Yeah. Also, my band is invited, so I think we will play with my band. Then there is a Kelly, a folk Kelly. Yeah. Well, like just music, a lot of music.
Yeah, so it sounds perfect.
Exactly, yeah.
And you've got everything sorted for the wedding, have you?
Almost just the flower. We have to make a little bouquet, all of these things for the decorations, this stuff.
And how many guests have you got?
50 for the reception, then 80, 90 for the ceilidh.
Whoa.
Yeah, very fancy, like if a music festival things.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, it was
And it's
very
this
nice.
month, Betty. It's not
Yeah,
far to, not long to go.
no, I don't know. Oh my God. Okay, it will be good.
Yeah. What's your dress like?
It's very romantic. I was thinking before about the vintage dress, like the one that is half like Denise. But then I saw this romantic dress and I said, no, I want that. And I want to use that like for my gigs, like if I change the colors, because I don't have an evening dress. So I can use that if I enter again, like an evening dress for my gigs when I play, like in, I don't know, in strange, beautiful places.
Yeah. Oh, how exciting. Did it take you a long time to choose your dress, or was it quite quick?
No, very quick. Yeah.
What color is it?
Like ivory, beige ivory.
I love clothes. I love this conversation.
It's a fashion conversation.
I can't wait to see the photos.
Oh, thank you. I will send you photos.
Yeah. Oh, it's so exciting. So you've got a lovely gig, then you've got a lovely wedding. Are you going away on honeymoon?
We're going 3 days on the Isle of Wight because I grew up with this myth of the Isle of Wight, this the 70s, the festivals of the Isle of Wight. I say I want to go to the Isle of Wight, and also I'm a geologist. I did the green geology, and Isle of Wight is very famous for the dinosaurs. So I want to collect fossils on the Isle of
Perfect.
Wight. Yeah.
Are you going straight off on honeymoon?
No, because I have to work the week before and the week after the wedding, so we are going on, yeah, on Thursday. When I finish work in the last school, I will
Yeah.
just go away.
Ah, oh, well, I hope that goes amazingly well.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Thank you, thank you.
Yay! So, I have a few, I guess, Hannah questions for you, about what kind of music you like and things like that. So, we're kind of coming to the end of the podcast, and before I come to my Hannah questions, I was going to ask you, but I might know the answer now. How do you like to chill out if you're not composing or playing?
Like another career.
Yeah, like what do you do just to relax?
How to relax. Walk in the nature that surround us, like in Brighton, like on the South Downs. I think, yeah, I like a lot walking in the nature.
I thought you were going to say something about nature.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am too a nature person, but I thought I just had this hunch you were going to say that. Okay, my two questions. I might have to explain the first one. So, do you know the radio show Desert Island Discs?
No.
Okay, so what they do is they interview somebody and they have to pick different tracks that have represented something through their life. And then they're allowed to pick one that they would take away to their desert island with them if they're cast away. So if you had to pick one song or one album just to be left with, what would you pick?
I think debut by Bjork.
Well, that was a quick answer.
Yeah. I like a lot Björk.
Nice. And then my last question is a bit of a musical question. What is your favorite time signature?
I don't know, 6-8.
Folk.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of my favorite 6/8.
Yeah, it's not, I don't know, more energetic.
That's
And
got
a
an.
little dancing type, yeah.
Yeah, nice. I think that's a great choice. And it's
Thank you.
probably very apt for your Kaylee.
Exactly. My mind is setting now, setting on that.
So I hope that your gig at Jazz Cafe Posse goes really well, and also the wedding.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And then I know you have a few more gigs coming up. You've got one on the 15th of June in Brighton.
Yeah.
And did you say you were playing at the Verdict in
On the
September?
8th of September.
Yeah. But the first one is the 21st of April at Jazz Cafe Posk. Thank you for coming on this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this podcast for Women in Jazz Media. We have a great back catalogue of podcasts with amazing women, including Claire Martin, OBE, Tatiana Gorolovsky and Esther Bennett, and many more. Please do check them out, and I'll see you on the next one.